You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Neve Longford is a partially sighted actor who has appeared on screen in EastEnders, The Break, Doctors and more. And she's working professionally on stage for the first time in Grey Eyes, Romeo and Juliet, playing Juliet herself, and is here to talk about her career so far and the production. Hi Neve, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So can you talk us through when you first realised you loved acting?
Quite young, because for me, I never knew what I wanted to be. I was always like, oh, I want to be this, I want to be that, I want to be that, and it would change from week to week. And then when I discovered acting, my brain went, oh, I can pretend to be everything that I want to be, and then more. And it sort of, I think it kind of spiraled from there. And when I was younger, I was a dancer as well. And so when I realized you could actually say words on stage and not just move your body, I thought, oh my gosh, this is brilliant.
And you've worked quite a bit on screen so far in your career. How have you found rehearsing and developing this production from the beginning with a disabled-led group of creatives and actors?
I found that everybody very quickly became very in tune to each other, because we all have our own stuff going on with our access requirements. Sometimes they clash, but it's never an issue. We find a way around it. And sometimes that leads into being more creative in our practice. And if the A to B navigation through a scene doesn't quite work for everybody, then hold on, we can still get there. We'll just go around the corner, down and up and round again. And it becomes a much more interesting scene, a much more interesting picture created, because everybody's bringing something different to the table. And Jenny leading that in such an open and collaborative environment really lends itself to what I think will be a gorgeous production, really, for us and the audience, because the audience are going to be just as involved as us. Jenny always says they're our final cast member.
How does it feel to be playing potentially the most iconic character in a love story of all time?
Oh, it started off so scary. But I think after the first day, Jenny very much made it clear, this is your Juliet, this is our Juliet, this is what we want to do with it. Don't feel afraid of those famous quotes. Make them your own. Do what you want to do with them. And so long as it's authentic and committed, everyone's going to love it. And I think Juliet is such a gorgeous, gorgeous character. And it's easy to, from the outside looking in, to just dismiss her, to dismiss this whole production and story, really, because it's, oh, star-crossed lovers, but in reality, it's two kids that fell in love in a matter of hours. So it's so easy to look at that and be like, yeah, okay. But especially from a modern perspective, but then working with it, it's made me love the characters. It's made me love the situation and the story that they're trying to tell. And I think to bring it to an audience in the sense that we're performing it with two Juliets and two Romeos, and it being so seamlessly integrated, it's going to be quite beautiful. And I have loved so much working with all the other cast members and Jenny and the crew, and because everybody, that's the thing, every single person in the room has had a creative voice in the process. Jenny's so kind and generous as a director. There's no division between what your job role is and what you're expected to do. She's happy for everybody to join the discussion.
What do you think has been the biggest difference for you performing on screen and building up to deliver this performance on stage?
I think I lean towards subtlety. And then when you get to theatre, it's slightly freeing to be able to really engage your whole body and marry it to the text, and sort of biomechanically to feel the two aren't disconnected. You know, sometimes if you're in film or TV and the shot is just your face, it doesn't really matter what your body's doing, so it's easy to feel a bit disconnected from it. But on stage, everything is placed, everything is connected, has a purpose, has a reason. And I know for my style of acting, I'm very much a physical being. I keep everything engaged. I feel the energy through the body. And for me, as a visually impaired actor, it's important that I can feel that energy on stage from everybody else, from myself, and that the flow of the scene is as physical as it is textual, because I'm listening to it and I'm listening to the movement. And that is what's informing my responses in a sense. You know, it's not just watching and seeing how they're tonally or facially reacting. It's everything. It's how engaged everyone is. I mean, because that's one of my access needs, and that's been met, that people have set the performance and match each other's energy.
And obviously, you've taken on Juliet, huge role in this very exciting production. And looking to the future, are there any other big roles or specific type of roles that you'd love to get the chance to play?
I love Shakespeare, any part in any production of any Shakespeare. Like, I'm putting it out into the world. Keep employing me to do Shakespeare, please. Somebody, somewhere, anywhere. But also, similarly, I love Jenny. I love Grey Eye. I would be the luckiest girl in the world to be able to work with them even one more time. But I'd love to make this a lifelong connection. I just want there to be more of an open dialogue for, well, if the character's not visually impaired, that doesn't mean I can't play it. Or if the character is visually impaired, again, that doesn't mean that's the only thing I can play, but that's something that I can really authentically represent for an entire group of people. And I've been lucky enough so far to do both. You know, I've played characters whose story is about their visual impairment. I've played characters with a visual impairment who's that's not part of what the story is about, and I've played characters that you would never know if they have any kind of disability, because that's not what I was hired for. I was just hired as an actor. And I think the approach is the same to any character. And of course, whoever I play, I'm going to bring a bit of myself to. I'm going to bring my shaky eyes too. I can't stop them. So that will, of course, be a part of any character that I play. And I think it's a learning curve for me as well to take pride in that, and to know that it will only enhance a performance. It will never be a detriment. I just really want to be in creative spaces always, and to be a valued member of the team wherever I am.
And if people want to learn more about you and check out some of your previous work, where is the best place for them to go?
On my social medias, which is just at Neve Longford. Some of my previous work will still be on BBC iPlayer, but The Break is a really good one to look at, I think, for the visually impaired audiences, because for me, being in it was great, but just watching that as a gorgeous little 6-7 minute episode, all about really relatable things to me, I think that is maybe a really good one for people to look at and see something really close to my heart.
Well, thank you so much, Neve Longford, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely rest of your day.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.